Crews in Texas have been working to restore power to the 2.7 million homes and businesses left in the dark after Hurricane Beryl came ashore Monday. But CenterPoint Energy says about 500,000 Houston area customers will be without electricity into next week. And Texas Emergency Management Chief Nim Kidd says clean water is becoming an issue.
Electricity is what's causing the boil water notices and the wastewater treatment plants to go offline, in addition to the other damages. Hospitals are severely impacted by this right now.
With many forced to seek relief from the summer heat in cooling centers and meals from food and water distribution points, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the pace of power restoration is not acceptable.
Right now, I want every person at CenterPoint to have one job: get the power back on.
I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.